It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Heavy rains caused flash floods and mudslides in Larimer County, northwest of Fort Collins, Tuesday night. At least one person died and five homes were destroyed, according to the sheriff's office, as logs and other debris were washed into the Cache Laputa River. Residents, businesses, and campgrounds were evacuated. Emergency crews are still assessing the damage this morning. Todd Evans was camping when someone told him about the flooding. At first, he didn't think it was serious.
Until the cop came by and said, you guys need to get out. That's when we started hurrying and trying to just jam and stuff in the truck, you know.
There is updated information on the Larimer County flooding at CPR.org. The Front Range has missed another deadline to reduce ozone pollution. High temperatures, wildfire smoke, and vehicles back on the roads after the pandemic combined to help ozone form in the atmosphere. Missing the EPA's deadline to comply with 2008 ozone standards means the federal government could downgrade Colorado's air quality status and force the state to impose more regulations on smaller sources of pollution. The federal government has a new tool to help cities quickly approve new solar projects. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden developed Solar App Plus, which checks instantly whether plans for a rooftop solar system meets local codes. In some communities, the same process can take weeks. Pilot projects show the platform helps companies save both time and money. The industry now wants 100 communities to adopt the platform by next summer. Colorado health insurance rates seem to have stabilized as doubts about the Affordable Care Act and the pandemic appear to be moderating. Health insurance companies proposed average increases next year of a little over 1% in individual market premiums and 5% in small group market. Michael Conway, the insurance commissioner, credits a state program that helps cover the most expensive customers.
The reinsurance program helps subsidize the highest cost folks in the state, the highest cost claims in the state.
He says they estimate Coloradans are saving an average of 24% more on their premiums than if the program weren't in effect. A job program championed by Colorado Representative Joe Neguse got a congressional boost on Tuesday. The Civilian Climate Corps would help fight climate change and prepare communities for its effects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll work to include the Corps in the upcoming reconciliation package. This is CPR News.